Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Beneath the vibrant streets of Portland, Oregon, lies a hidden world of shadows, whispers, and mystery. The Shanghai Tunnels, a vast network of underground passageways, have earned a dark reputation over the years. Once allegedly used to traffic sailors and laborers into forced labor, these tunnels now echo with tales of paranormal activity. Disembodied voices, shadowy figures, and the chilling sense of being watched are just some of the spine-tingling phenomena reported by visitors and investigators alike. But what's the truth behind the tales? Are these tunnels haunted by the restless spirits of those who suffered within their depths? Or do the creaking walls and eerie drafts of this underground labyrinth simply play tricks on the mind? With a history steeped in crime and corruption, it's no wonder that the Shanghai tunnels have become a focal point for ghost stories and supernatural intrigue. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Beneath the cobblestone streets and modern-day bustle of Portland, Oregon, lies an intricate labyrinth of tunnels that has long fascinated both historians and paranormal enthusiasts alike. Known as the Shanghai Tunnels, these underground passageways hold a dark legacy of crime, corruption, and misery, dating back to the city's earliest days as a major port in the late 19th century. Portland in the late 1800s was a city of opportunity and peril. As a booming port town, it attracted sailors, laborers, and merchants from across the globe. But with prosperity came danger, and the bustling docks soon became a breeding ground for illicit activities. Central to these was the grim practice of Shanghaiing, a term used to describe the kidnapping of men who were forced into labor on ships bound for far-off destinations, often never to return. The tunnels beneath the city were said to play a pivotal role in these sinister operations. Victims were often unsuspecting sailors or transient workers lured into saloons with promises of cheap drinks and a good time. Unbeknownst to them, these establishments were equipped with trapdoors that would send them plunging into the dark tunnels below. There they would be subdued, either through violence or drugs, before being transported to ships waiting in the harbor. Once aboard, they were forced to work under brutal conditions, effectively sold into slavery. While the exact extent of these practices remains debated, historical accounts and anecdotal testimonies paint a grim picture. Survivors described waking up aboard ships with no memory of how they got there, shackled to prevent escape. Newspapers of the era reported on the epidemic of disappearances, often blaming the city's corrupt officials and saloon owners who turned a blind eye, or worse, profited from the trade. At the heart of this dark network was a city rife with corruption. Local officials, including police officers and politicians, were often accused of complicity in the Shanghaiing trade. Bribes ensured that investigations went nowhere, while the tunnels provided a perfect cover for transporting kidnapped victims unseen. These underground passageways also served other illicit purposes, including smuggling goods and moving contraband during Prohibition. Over time, as public outcry grew louder and law enforcement began to crack down, the practice of shanghaiing declined. By the early 20th century, advancements in labor laws and stricter port regulations made it harder for such activities to continue unchecked. The tunnels, once a heap of illicit activity, fell into disuse, left to decay beneath the city's streets. For decades, the Shanghai tunnels were largely forgotten, their entrances sealed off and their stories buried. It wasn't until the mid-20th century that they were rediscovered by urban explorers and historians. What they found was a chilling time capsule, remnants of trap doors, holding cells, and artifacts that hinted at the tunnel's grim history. These discoveries only fueled the legend of the Shanghai tunnels as a place of suffering and despair. But with the rediscovery came something else, reports of strange and unexplainable phenomena. Workers and explorers described hearing footsteps in empty corridors, whispers echoing through the darkness, and the sensation of being watched. These early accounts marked the beginning of the tunnel's reputation as one of the most haunted locations in the Pacific Northwest. Skeptics argue that the eerie experiences in the tunnels can often be attributed to natural causes. The tunnel's dark, cramped environment can heighten anxiety and play tricks on the mind, causing people to perceive sounds or movements that aren't there. Poor ventilation creates drafts that can mimic footsteps, while the acoustics of the tunnels amplify faint noises, making them seem otherworldly. Combined with the power of suggestion, especially on ghost tours, these factors could explain many of the reported phenomena. Despite these rational explanations, the Shanghai tunnels continue to draw those who seek to uncover their secrets. Whether driven by historical curiosity or the hope of encountering the supernatural, visitors are drawn to the tunnels, compelled by the dark tales that linger in Portland's shadowy past. As tales of the Shanghai tunnels' dark past began to resurface, so too did stories of ghostly encounters. These underground passageways, once synonymous with human suffering and corruption, are now regarded as one of the most haunted locations in the Pacific Northwest. The chilling reports of disembodied voices, fleeting shadows, and unexplained phenomena have transformed the Shanghai tunnels into a focal point for paranormal investigations and ghost tours. Visitors to the Shanghai tunnels frequently report eerie sensations, including sudden cold spots and the unmistakable feeling of being watched. Tour guides and paranormal researchers alike have shared accounts of faint whispers drifting through the air, footsteps echoing in empty corridors, and the appearance of shadowy figures that vanish as quickly as they're seen. Certain areas of the tunnels, such as old holding cells or trapdoor sites, are said to be particularly active, with guests often describing feelings of dread or unease when passing through. One of the most infamous sightings is that of the Sailor, a ghostly figure believed to be one of the many men shanghaied and condemned to a life at sea. Descriptions of him vary, but he is often seen wearing a torn 19th-century-style uniform, his face a mask of sorrow. Another popular tale involves the Lady in White, said to be the spirit of a woman who may have fallen victim to a different kind of trafficking. Her ethereal figure is often spotted gliding silently through the tunnels before disappearing into the walls. The stories of ghostly encounters are as varied as the people who tell them. One visitor recalled hearing the sound of chains rattling, only to find no one nearby. Another described the sensation of an unseen hand brushing against their shoulder, sending chills down their spine. Guides leading tours through the tunnels often claim to witness flickering lights, objects moving on their own, or the distinct feeling of being followed even when no one else is present. Perhaps most unsettling are the accounts of physical interactions. Several visitors have reported feeling tugged or pushed by an invisible force, while others describe sudden, unexplainable nausea or dizziness. While skeptics may dismiss these experiences as psychological reactions to a spooky environment, believers argue that they are proof of the tunnel's haunted nature. The Shanghai tunnels have become a hotspot for paranormal research, attracting both amateur ghost hunters and professional investigators. Teams armed with EMF detectors, thermal cameras, and audio recorders have spent countless hours exploring the tunnels in search of evidence. Some claim to have captured EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, with faint otherworldly voices appearing on their recordings. Others have shared photos and videos of mysterious orbs or shadowy shapes that defy explanation. Notable paranormal investigators, including those featured on television programs, have visited the Shanghai tunnels and come away convinced of their haunted reputation. However, their findings often spark debate, with skeptics pointing to alternative explanations such as equipment malfunctions, dust particles, or the power of suggestion. Theories about the nature of the hauntings in the Shanghai tunnels vary widely. Some believe the tunnels are home to residual hauntings, where the trauma and suffering of past events have left an imprint on the environment, replaying like a broken record. Others suggest the presence of intelligent hauntings, with spirits actively interacting with the living. These spirits, they argue, may be seeking recognition or closure for the injustices they endured. Skeptics, on the other hand, attribute the reported phenomena to a combination of natural causes and human psychology. The tunnel's dark, confined spaces can induce heightened states of fear and anxiety, leading to misinterpretations of ordinary sounds or sensations. The stories perpetuated by ghost tours and media coverage further amplify the power of suggestion, making visitors more likely to perceive paranormal activity. Despite decades of investigation, the Shanghai tunnels remain shrouded in mystery. Are they truly haunted by the spirits of those who suffered there, or do their chilling legends stem from a mix of historical fact and folklore? For every skeptic dismissing the paranormal claims, there is a believer convinced of the tunnel's haunted reputation. As the debate continues, one thing is certain. The Shanghai tunnels have cemented their place in Portland's history as a source of fascination, fear, and intrigue. The Shanghai tunnels are a haunting reminder of Portland's dark and complex past. Whether you believe in ghosts or prefer to stick with rational explanations, there's no denying the powerful stories tied to these underground passageways. The tales of suffering, injustice, and survival resonate through time, creating a space where history and legend collide. From the chilling accounts of shadowy figures to the cold draft that brushes past when no one's around, the tunnels leave an indelible impression on those who dare to explore them. Yet it's important to remember that not every creak or whisper is a sign of the supernatural. Human perception is a tricky thing, easily influenced by the power of suggestion and the natural effects of an eerie environment. Drafty tunnels, echoing chambers, and the weight of dark history may be all it takes to spark the imagination. But then again, could it be something more? Could the tunnels truly hold echoes of the past, spirits still searching for justice or peace? As always, I leave it to you to decide. Haunted or not, the Shanghai tunnels remain one of the most fascinating stories to emerge from Portland's shadowy past. Whether you're drawn by their history or their mystery, one thing's for sure, they're not a place you'll soon forget. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.